From the sight of chanting, whoa, da da do, da 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 do, whoa, da da do, da 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 do. Chilling at the mountain, chanting, chilling at the mountain, chanting, chanty chill. Another mountain, that's it. Whoa, da 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 da.
prophecy is fulfillment. Fulfillment has got to be. If you were wise, then you love me. Yes, prophecy is fulfillment. Fulfillment has got to be. Open your eyes and you will see. Yes, oh, 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 oh. It's prophecy.
Alone.
I must tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus. fortunate friend. If I but ask him,
Sunday morning.
Was great. To reach Mount Zion, You can never be afraid. Just call on his name.
Life is no game.
Could be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away.
Hold up your head, my brother. Be conscious, my sister.
And by your works you shall surely be paid.
Never try to diss the man with the anger, the one who's got the tiger,
the one who sits high and he looks down low.
Just to remind you that February is Black History Month. So this is the month that the Black History is consciously being focused on. So yes, just to remind you, this month, February, Black History Month. And also tonight is Reggae Wednesdays featuring the Reggae Month. All the month of February, it's Reggae Month in Jamaica and all over the world. So go online, JCDC, PBCJ, and all participating social media outlets for the celebration of Reggae Month this February. I would also like to say post-Valentine's Day greetings to each and everyone. Among the musical selection this morning includes Sylvanus, Black Uhuru, Chronix, Yabono, King Me, Japanese Warrior I and I, Keisha Lee, Sanchez, and Visha Bliss. The long range forecast, Wednesday the 17th today, it's going to be sunny minus 10. On Thursday, it's going to be mainly sunny minus 11 degrees. On Friday, it's going to be snow, minus 7 degrees. On Saturday, mainly sunny, minus 6 degrees. On Sunday, sunny, minus 7 degrees. And on Monday, we have mainly sunny, minus 6 degrees.
Let's go.
I and I carry you, cha-cha, deep down in my soul, soul. Always hold my hand, you know, cha-cha, never let me go. I and I walk with you, cha-cha, deep down in my soul. Always hold my hand, you know, cha-cha, never let me go. I and I still walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the most high. Talk with me, ooh, yeah. You are the reason me not in at the market. And you give me peace, now me heart all when me get rich and have three bodyguard and some big bad dog in me heart. I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the most high. I not left out the most high. I still a walk with the Savior.
Blessed love, crowd of people, and blessed love, Dawn Specialist. This is Kaya Kindu on the Full Circle Show. CKUT 90.3 FM, yo. Hope you all enjoy my selections this morning. Aight.
J-Lo, tell me what you want from me, I'll do it if you say so. Cause you're the only one for me, I'm never gonna say no. I found me an angel, I can see it in your halo. Have you ever dreamt what we could do? Have you ever sent an I love you? I've never felt the feelings that I feel for you. So maybe we could make a we of me and you. I'ma treat you right tonight, let's make it last forever. I promise you that no one else will ever treat you better. And if you don't believe me, please see, I don't need no effort. All you gotta do is flip that switch before we bed up.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy. Do the doubts that complicate your mind. We belong to the light, we belong to the dark. We belong to the sound of the words before falling.
I'm the one who loves you. Why don't you corner of my mind. Time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. And left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, and you and I, as I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday. That's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Had dared to dream at a time when it really was an impossible dream.
But Impossible became the Supremes, the most successful female group of the 1960s. With 12 number one pop singles, numerous gold records, regular television appearances, and sold-out concerts, Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard rivaled the Beatles in popularity.
We became famous all over the world. We started traveling all over the world. We started hanging out with royalty. We were on Ed Sullivan shows. We were on TV every week.
They were poor teenagers living in a housing project when they first met in their hometown of Detroit.
The Supremes started out as the Primettes, and we were actually four girls, Betty McGlon, Florence Ballard, Diana Ross, and me. We traveled around Detroit doing record hops. Somehow or another, we got an audition at Motown with Mr. Gordy.
Berry Gordy Jr. created Motown in 1959. It was the first record label owned by an African American, and the sound was a style of R&B fused with a pop influence.
Unfortunately, he turned us down. I remember Florence saying when we walked out of the building, he can't be that great if he doesn't know how good we are. We kind of went away, but we didn't go away because every day after school, we'd hitchhike and go down to Motown. Until eventually they signed us.
Berry Gordy ran Motown like a movie studio. Artists were taught to dance, to sing harmony, and to talk to the media. It was like a finishing school for talent, and the young women embraced it and each other.
When we started out, it was like I had met the other part of myself. I mean, because we shared this wonderful gift of singing together, and we all seemed to really, really want that. We became one.
By 1962, the Primettes had become the Supremes, and it was now the trio of Ross, Wilson, and Ballard. 2 years later, they had their first number one song, Where Did Our Love Go?
We had about six, seven songs released before we had our first hit record. When Mr. Gordy put us together with Holland Dozier Holland was when we found our sound.
Between 1964 and 1965, the Supremes continued their hot streak and chalked up four more consecutive hits, including Baby Love, Come See About Me, Stop in the Name of Love, and Back in My Arms Again.
We did the shows like Ed Sullivan, Shindig, Hullabaloo, and we were always perfectly dressed. And of course, in matching gowns and shoes.
Everyone knew the Supremes. They were individual personalities, as well as a collective unit, and they were among the first of the African-American acts to cross the color barrier with audiences.
I had one lady, say, in Florida, after one of our shows there, I think it was at the Fountain Blue Hotel, and she said, I allow all my family to watch you girls when you come on the Ed Sullivan show. So I remember my brother, who was like a Black Panther at the time, he was saying, Mary, how dare I say that to you? I'm like, but that's what's going on right now. People are not afraid of seeing Black people, talking to Black people, liking Black people.
Personnel problems erupted within the group. The press reported Ballard was drinking. And in 1967, Gordy decided to replace her.
It just was not the same once Florence was no longer there. I think whenever the original unit is no longer together, the chemistry, the dynamics, everything has changed. And that was it for us as well.
It was a year of change. Cindy Birdsong replaced Florence Ballard. And Diana Ross, now romantically involved with Gordy, was being groomed for stardom. And the group took on a new name.
When Berry Gordy changed the name from the Supremes to Diana Ross and the Supremes, we were told that we could get more money with two names. So anyway, there you go.
By 1970, Ross decided to go solo, and Diana Ross and the Supremes took their final bow at the Frontier Hotel in Las Vegas.
When Diana left, are you kidding? My life was over. However, I love singing. I love being on stage. I love entertaining. When I met Florence and Diane and Betty in the very beginning, they made up the other part of my life. When we disbanded, when they left, I was crushed.
The Supremes continued on with Gene Terrell replacing Ross. The Terrell-led Supremes scored hits, including Nathan Jones, Up the Ladder to the Roof, and Floyd Joy. The group changed personnel several more times and continued to perform throughout the 70s, with only Mary Wilson remaining as the original member. The Supremes officially disbanded in 1977, but their record sales have bridged generations.
My career has been very, very beautiful. I'm very, very happy to have been a Supreme.
About Diana Ross's relationship with the Supremes are, I mean, they're legendary. We've heard stories that Diana would make the other Supremes change gowns at the last
minute. I never heard that before,
forcing them to perform in mismatched nail polish. Oh, I heard this one. I heard this one. I heard that you used to, on the shows, you would spread your hands over the other Supremes' faces. Now, and once, remember there's a period about 20 years ago we heard that you actually had, like, pushed back Mary off the stage or something. You heard that one? Well, it was also written by Mary herself that Berry Gordy and Diana Ross conspired to further Diana's solo career, no matter what the cost of the other Supremes. But Diana Ross says, in her own words, in Secrets of the Sparrow, on page 154, that the girls treated me very badly. They had gone against me with a vengeance. They had blamed me, acted as if everything was my fault. Was it just jealousy?
I don't know. I think it started off where after a while the press and a lot of things began to single me out and push me more forward. Mm-hmm. And because sometimes in articles they were not mentioned and things. And without their knowing, I don't really think it was something that they really planned. They start feeling a little resentful towards me because of that. And it just started more and more, and it got bigger and bigger as time went on, you know.
And that was a very stressful time. I was surprised to read, although I should have, I know, I never thought, I just, unlike everybody else, thinking that you just led this wonderfully glorious life, and when we see you on TV, that everything's wonderful. But that was a very stressful time. I mean, there were periods where you weren't eating and you were getting too thin, which is not a problem I ever had.
I think that,
That's when I, you know, for years I wanted to be on Diana Ross, and one morning I looked at my thighs and said, it ain't never gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen, really.
It we can see the pictures, and I can think about it when I see the photographs of me in the early. I was real, real tense. My shoulders are really, really high. I was really, really thin, and I think the pressure, it all happened for us so very fast. It's like all of a sudden we were just traveling and working and just like normal girls, we were having our spats over whose lipstick we mm-hmm. were using and shouldn't have been using and stuff. And it was just difficult to learn to cope. We had nobody, no examples. There was no lessons as to how to cope with the fast pace of having a successful career.
One of the things you say that I was struck by this, you said, I've been tormented, treated as if I were invisible, talked about behind my back when my back wasn't even turned.
Yeah. Well, we used to have dressing rooms together. And so everybody would have their own little mirror.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of times, if you go into the dressing room with other girls and nobody's speaking to you, nobody says hello as you walk in the room, things like that. And it just, you'd walk on the stage even where you're working together and you feel, you know, it was kind of hard during that time. Very difficult.
So you...
But there was wonderfulness.
I'm going to get to that.
There was such goodness.
Let's
talk about that.
We are going to talk about the goodness, but this is what struck me. I was like, I mean, I felt a sense of sadness for a moment, especially when you said...
Well, a moment.
A moment.
Let me tell you something. In writing the book, I tried to focus, and I said in the beginning, focus on the good things that happened in our career. And it was so many wonderful things. I'd rather not focus on the things that were difficult. Most of the things were difficult because that was part of working hard and making it work.
So yeah, but I think walking in the dressing room with the girls not speaking to you when you got to go out on stage and sing Set Me Free, Why Don't You, Babe?
Yeah.
I think that's hard. I think that's hard. I really do. I want to talk about, you say, the night as you prepared to perform with them for the last time, that you knew that was the decision you would have to stay with. So that last night of performance, what were you thinking?
Well, I think we were all in tears. There was a lot of crying inside, but on the outside. I remember there was a lot of support there, a lot of people that really cared for us,
mm-hmm.
the record company people and so on. And we were all, it was hard for them too. I can't talk about how hard it was for me when I know that from Mary's point of view, they must have been very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And Cindy's at that time, who was part of the group but not really part of the group. She never became an official Supreme, you know, even though she was. Because
yeah.
we always...
I had trouble accepting Cindy myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was just, you know, when she came into the group, I was always Flo.
We were all waiting for Blondie Florence to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all heard this. There was such controversy about Florence's funeral. And what's interesting, and as I can imagine that was a very difficult time in your life, but now as I was thinking back on it, I was reading in the book, I can't even remember what supposedly happened then.
The reason I think I talk about that, I tried in the book not to write in defense of anything that had been said in it about me.
Right.
But this guy, Randy, had written a book, and he said things about the funeral, Florence's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But it really was a chaotic situation. It's very... sad because the public had really just kind of pushed their way into this very private, or should have been a very private kind of situation. It was really not nice.
When you look back on those years, even with the difficulties, you think mm-hmm. what? You feel what?
For me, my focus is on all the good stuff, like
mm-hmm.
that Ed Sullivan show,
mm-hmm.
and that you can say that it inspired you. That
mm-hmm.
is no.
I think it is inspirational because the fact that you've been able to do so well in your life speaks to the possibility of all
mm-hmm.
lives.
Yes,
that's what
and
makes
I like
us...
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we come back, they met in a men's clothing store. They fell in love and they married. Diana on Marriage. When we come back.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me.
Longtime fans of Diana Ross and the Supremes have been hoping for a reunion tour ever since the group disbanded in the early 70s. Well, Ms. Ross is about to hit the road with a couple of one-time Supremes, but for an original like Mary Wilson, the tour is already a Supreme disappointment. These are the Supremes who are 60 superstars. Together, Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Flo Ballard helped define the Motown sound. But these are the women who will be accompanying Diana Ross on her upcoming tour. These ladies join the group after the Supremes' heyday. You don't see Mary Wilson here, nor will you, this summer, as Diana stages her reunion tour.
Wow, what's happening?
The setback hasn't slowed Mary Wilson. She's kept her own schedule and remains confident that fans will see the so-called reunion tour for what it really is,
I am a true Supreme fan from the very beginning, and I thought that we were going to see the Supremes. Instead, we're seeing another tour of Diana Ross.
This isn't Diana Ross and the Supremes. Diana Ross and two people I don't know.
Well, Mary Wilson has just released a new book. It is called Dream Girl and Supreme Faith, My Life as a Supreme. Mary Wilson, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What's the matter?
I don't know. You know, I was on tour in England for about 2.5 months, and I came home to all of this, and so I haven't stopped.
Yeah.
I have a new grandson who's 9 months old.
Congratulations.
And I've only seen him for 2 days.
Oh.
I want to get to Vegas and see my grandson.
Okay, we'll spend 5 minutes with us, then you can go see him.
Okay.
give me your take on this reunion tour. Your work.
Well, it's not a reunion tour now. Okay. It was taunted as being a reunion, and I was very, very excited about it because I've waited all these years.
Until?
Well,
you were excited until?
Well, until I wasn't accepted. No, really, and because I heard about, there was a rumor out all last year. And when I heard about it, I was like, oh, God, Diane's finally ready to do this. I've been ready for years and years and years. But it took an entire year for her to call me about it. And so I started having doubts at that point.
She called you personally?
A year after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She offered you what you thought was a less than acceptable sum.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah. But, you know, people are talking about the money, and that really is not it for me, because I make money. I do very well, you know. But the money represented how I would be treated and my status in the situation. All the plans had been made for the tour, and I was the last person that they called.
So, in other words, you were just considered an afterthought, or it was assumed you'd jump on board and be happy?
I guess, but I don't think people should assume anything about me at 56. You know, at 16, yes, but not 56.
Can I assume that Cindy was treated in the same fashion?
Probably worse.
Worse?
Yes.
Cindy Birdsong, the other...
Yes, Cindy replaced Florence,
yeah.
Yes. And so a lot of people really know Cindy as well as they know Florence.
Yeah.
You know.
If she came along right now and offered you a more equitable sum, would you do it?
Well, this tour is already gone. I mean, that's...
Done.
Everyone asked me that. This tour
done.
Out there is gone. Okay. However, in the future, my biggest desire and dream is that Diane and I are together again. Okay, first of all, it's a friendship thing for me.
Still?
Are you
still friends with her?
In my heart, yes, I am. I mean, it's like love. I mean, you never really fall
even
out of love.
Even after she treated you as you think you were badly treated?
Diane is Diane. She said, that's something I don't want to get into, really.
Go ahead. Get into it.
Well, ask me.
Do you think she thinks she's bigger than the Supreme?
Well, she is, actually. I mean, Diane is a superstar now. Yes. But if you're talking about a reunion, now that's different. That's when
mm-hmm.
I come into the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that there were three little black girls from the Brewster Project who dared to dream in 1957, 1959, when, you know, for black people to dare to dream was an
mm-hmm.
impossible dream. So we accomplished a lot. We were one of the pioneers.
She's big. You envious of Diana?
Envious? No.
Jealous of?
Do I look like I'm envious of anybody?
I'm envious.
Do I look like I'm envious of anyone?
No.
Okay, I'm not. I've never. You know one thing that Johnny Mae raised? She raised a beautiful human being in me. So I have no jealousy, no envy of anyone.
The according to reports, the advance ticket sales for the this so-called reunion tour have been less than splendid. Does that either please you or surprise you?
I don't wish bad on anyone, not really, you know.
I didn't say you
okay.
wish bad. Does it please you were surprised?
No, I still won't even answer that because I don't think like that. What if this had been with me in it, I'd be very unhappy. But if I were there, it'd probably be much better, okay?
Mary, it's good to see you. Stay healthy.
Thank
all right?
You very much.
My
okay.
pleasure. Happy to see you. Bro.
Thank you.
Go see your grandson.
Okay.
Go back to my grandson.
Being a Supreme was a 24-hour-a-day job. Is it still for you now that you're solo?
Yes, definitely. In fact, a Supreme must never be kept, caught without her eyelashes on, you know, no matter what time it is. Our image was such of glamour and togetherness, you know, in terms of how you look at all. You've got to be immaculate. It's expected. And beyond that, I enjoy looking good. Now, sometimes when I'm doing my shopping for my children and all at the grocery store, and I just run out and pull my hair back in a ponytail and have jeans and a shirt on, I find people staring at me as if to say, I wonder if that's... No, it can't be.
When you were singing backup, if you had to, would you have known the words to all the songs, or were you just concentrating on what you were singing?
I've always known the song because of the storyline, but I found when I went out as a soloist and I had to sing the Supremes songs, I really didn't know all the lyrics, you know, word for word. In fact, on many shows, I forgot the words in the very beginning there.
What about the synchronized movements?
The choreography, not only for the Supremes, but any Motown group, was a major part of the performance. And to have it so that each person is moving identical is an art. And yes, it took a tremendous amount of time. You had to really concentrate, you know, to do things together.
So do you remember the thrill of hearing the Supremes on the air?
I remember it. We were so very excited. And remember, we were teenagers, you know. So for us, we didn't wait to hear it on the radio. You know, we got the record from Motown Studios and took it home and put it on the stereo. We were still living in the Brewster Projects, so we invited everybody from the neighborhood, and the whole front yard was covered with, you know, all of our neighbors, and we played it for them, and they just went wild.
Would you be satisfied to continue the way you're going now, or are there things that you want to do in your career that you haven't done yet?
Well, I've done everything, but as an individual, I would like very much to have records out as Mary Wilson. I guess that's because I really enjoy singing. I mean, when I started singing, I fell in love with finding my career, and I've been very happy ever since, because